Bill Brown joins us here at our broadcast location on the Wittenberg campus. And, Coach, I was just kind of rattling off the numbers of the box score there a moment ago. And one of the things that stood out, Ohio Wesleyan had 17 second chance points, and they had 12 offensive rebounds. I want to say seven of those came in the first half. They really did make the most of their second and third opportunities at the offensive end.
Yes, that's the very first thing we talked about at halftime was, you know, we were pretty good on, well, I guess I was talking about the zone. We were pretty good from the first shots taken against the zone, but we just gave up too many second shots all day long. You know, so you're exactly right. And they capitalized on sounds like, just about every one.
In this game, I felt like at a couple of points you guys really had a chance to get the lead. You guys had cut it down to one in the final moments of the first half, and then even in the second half, midway through the second half, you were right there. But what happened during that stretch where it seemed like offensively you guys came up empty on a few straight occasions, and then obviously they were able to get some open looks, and the whole momentum of the game swung. They went from up only 3 or 4 to 9 or 10, and it seemed like that really changed things with about 7 minutes left.
Yeah, we had a few empty possessions in there, just poor decisions, trying hard, but just poor decisions and, you know, careless with the ball. And, you know, I don't know that they got a wealth of open looks the second half. We did a far better job against the three-point shot. Let's see, they only hit one the second half, but it was the layups that we gave up. You know, just a game of, you know, look at the minutes here. We're really thin. You know, Cam Walton's been out. John Albertson's out now. You know, and we have six guys only play double-figure minutes. They have nine that play double-figure minutes, and that wears on you over time, I'm sure, and affects your decision-making and everything else.
I noticed that you did go to James Hughes for a few minutes today, and I know you said that as you got really thin here that there wasn't much help in terms of personnel. You couldn't really go much deeper, but are you still sort of exploring that if you can find somebody else that can help you?
I mean, somebody has to. I mean, I just can't put them out there just to be putting them out there, and I'm not going to, you know, rail on James at all. So, yeah, we would love to have somebody step forward that, you know, Ben Bowen's really played fairly well today. You know, he threw the inbounds pass that they ran out to a layup or a dunk or something like that. And, we definitely will be playing Ben, but all of us just need to play better.
The other thing that obviously is still glaring is you still have Scott Mason as a legitimate post threat down low, but your other guys that play, say, at the four spots, I mean, they're really, it seems like their strength is scoring it more at the high post on the perimeter and whatnot. How much does it hurt not having somebody else that can help throw some muscle around down low, because obviously this game was very physical again?
Well, I mean, it's okay to do it in a four-round-one nature. It's just the fact that when Scott's not out there, now you have absolutely no inside game. In truth, only sort of going with one guy in around the basket low, it gives him more room to operate than if there was a second guy, you know, on the other block down there. So I would say it's more when Scott's out of the game that it's really a glaring, you know, issue. So these are the players we have. We're going to continue working with them, and I know we'll, you know, be playing better basketball here as time goes along, I hope.
Last question. There was a technical foul early in the game, and I know there were a lot of conversations you were having with the officials. Was that about the physical play down low? Because from up here, it looked like there were a lot of instances where the bodies were banging inside at both ends, really, and there weren't enough whistles.
You know, it was just the first foul called in the game was out here along the arc when they called somebody for a push, called us for a push going over the top of a couple screens without the basketball. No big deal. We go down here and Sam Collins is on the block and gets pushed in the back. But then the one over there on the sideline to where our guy falls out of bounds with the ball because he's being pushed, and the official said they both had a hold of it. I wouldn't have been saying anything about the push in the back if his hands would have been on the ball instead of in the back. And then, you know, the gentleman just, I don't know. As I told him, he would never, I'm sure he works in the MAC, he would never give a coach at that level a technical for what went on down there today. And I guess it's just, I take the payback for what he'd like to do with some of those guys.
Well, Coach, thanks for coming up and talking with
sure.
us. Quick turnaround, go to Oberlin on Monday.
Yep.
And this is a stretch of 4 games in 8 days, so I guess there's not a whole lot of time to hang your head or for your players to hang their heads after this loss.
And it wouldn't do any good anyhow.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks, Scott.